Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Not happy, Jan.
What's the matter, mate?
Oh, just went to the kitchen to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I wasn't making coffee from the coffee machine. It was just your Nescafe Blend 43 or whatever
right,
we were doing.
Yeah, just say you're looking for a spoon.
No. So going to the fridge, mm-hmm. opened the door to get the milk out of the fridge, and it's like a bomb has gone off in the fridge. What the hell happened in there?
Yeah, you're right. It's like someone's got some powdered something or other and just thrown it in.
And obviously didn't clean it up afterwards. So it's all right. I'll do it.
No, don't.
I meant to be on air, but I'll do it.
No,
I've done it. I've washed. I've cleaned it.
What, did you take a photo? You need to send it to the management and say this is unacceptable. This is Och Health and Safety Issue 101.
No, I didn't take a photo of it. But in hindsight, yes, I should. Yeah.
But I saw it. Don't worry about it, mate. Because if you didn't take a photo, I'll just mess it up again. We'll take a photo of it again.
Have you got messy workmates at your place of work, everybody? Just kind of don't understand that. Like, you've obviously somebody has spilled something.
Yeah.
And, right, but now, if you were at home, yeah, you would clean that up.
You'd clean it up straight away.
But because it's the workplace, you tend to go, and someone else will do that.
But the thing is, our work fridges right across Australia just health hazards.
Breeding grounds for bacteria. That's what they are.
No, that's the sales room.
Whoops.
Cherie, have you ever spilt something in the kitchen here at the station?
I have, yeah. I've spilt a couple of times, actually. The most recent one was coffee beans all over the floor.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you a question. Coffee beans all over the floor, you pick them up?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, took me forever.
That's all right. The next question is, did you put them back in the container?
No, I didn't.
No. Just checking.
So, Cherie, how are you today?
I'm good.
Because the game, the Game of Thrones thing didn't quite go to plan last night.
It was fine for me.
You got it.
Yeah. You didn't have any of the Foxtel issues that everybody else did?
No, I think the issues were with the new Foxtel Now, I think, because it was a streaming issue for some people who the stream crashed or something like that. So for regular Foxtel, it was fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, I thought you'd be annoyed and angry.
No,
you're all...
And then was it everything that you thought it would be?
I'm pretty satisfied.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Hear that, Mr. Cherie? She's satisfied, eh?
Was Ed Sheeran's in this, isn't he?
Yeah.
Was he in the first episode?
It was Ed Sheeran cameo. It was very unsubtle, but yes, he was in the first episode.
How is it unsubtle? Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran and I'm in Game of Thrones?
When people say there's a cameo, you expect like a fleeting shot of somebody, but the whole scene was built around Ed Sheeran pretty much.
Oh.
And did it have Galway Girl in it?
No.
I didn't think you could have Ed Sheeran without him doing Galway Girl, sorry.
What was he singing at all?
He was singing at the beginning of the scene, sitting around a fire.
Oh, singing Kumbaya or something.
No, a special Game of Thrones song, I think it was. I think it was a song written into the show. But, pretty much the whole scene was you heard his voice first and then a really close-up shot of his face, so you couldn't miss it.
Is the song catchy that he sang?
No, it was more of a, like, one of those old-fashioned story songs.
Game of Thrones, girl.
Just because it's gonna chart. By the time we get out of the studio at 9 o'clock, it'll already be number one.
Yeah, and Hit would have played it 7 times.
Good.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.